We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Ryan Wollersheim here again with Saturday's Fantasy Bites podcast, the info you need in 5 minutes or less every single day. For free access to more great fantasy coverage from RotoWire, head over to rotowire.com/pod. Let's check in on the early results from the blockbuster Nets-Sens trade made just about 1 month ago now. Kevin Durant started in his second game for the Phoenix Suns during last night's 125-104 win over the Bulls, and he came through with his second 20-point performance in a row, shooting 7 of 10 from the field in 31 minutes played. KD had been out since January 9th with a sprained MCL. No surprise, though, that his efficiency hasn't dropped off one bit in that time. Meanwhile, Mikal Bridges is also thriving in his new digs with Brooklyn. Bridges put up 38 points and 10 rebounds to lead a 115-105 win against Boston last night. The 26-year-old wing has been a defensive stud throughout his career, but he's taken on a starring offensive role since being traded from Phoenix to Brooklyn. He's averaging 25-5-3 since making his Nets debut 8 games ago. Now for the relevant injury news in the NBA and another tough break for Orlando's Jonathan Isaac. He underwent season-ending surgery to repair a torn left adductor muscle. Isaac missed each of the past 2 seasons while recovering from a torn ACL. He just returned to play 11 games this season for the Magic. 25-year-old center already faced an uphill battle in ever getting back to his peak form from the 2019 campaign. That outlook now only bleaker. Likely less severe injury news in the NBA as Clippers' Norman Powell will miss at least 1 week while getting treatment for a left shoulder subluxation. Boston center Robert Williams also left Friday's game against the Nets with left hamstring tightness. Dylan Brooks, meanwhile, picked up his 16th technical foul of the season in Friday's 113-97 loss to Denver. Brooks now has the most techs of any player in the league this season. As a result, he will be suspended for 1 game during Sunday's action versus the Clippers. A few injury updates for Saturday's slate of NBA action. Chris Middleton is set to play tonight versus the 76ers. The Bucks sharpshooter was listed as questionable as he deals with that lingering knee issue, which cut his playoffs short last year. Expect him to once again come off the bench versus Philly. Cleveland's Donovan Mitchell was not on the injury report, though, for Saturday's game against the Pistons after he tweaked his groin Wednesday. Detroit's Bojan Bogdanovic, though, will sit out for the second time in 3 games due to an Achilles injury. Pistons starting rookie center Jalen Duren also set to miss his fourth in a row with an ankle injury. Status updates from MLB spring training as Houston's Alex Bregman made his spring training debut yesterday. He fractured his left index finger during last year's World Series. Toronto's Vladimir Guerrero Jr. also left during the second inning of Friday's game against the Rays with an unspecified knee injury, but Jays manager John Schneider said postgame that the slugger should be fine and isn't planning to undergo any MRIs in the coming days. It's very positive news for the 23-year-old bomber who should lead the Blue Jays in hitting this season. Now, a rare mention about the fight game as one of the UFC's biggest names is making his return to the Octagon tonight. Yes, John Jones will fight for the first time since February of 2020. He's taking on contender Cyril Grain in the headlining fight from UFC 285 in Las Vegas. Jones, a minus 170 favorite despite moving up from light heavyweight to heavyweight following a 3-year-long hiatus. It's plenty of respect for one of the sport's all-time greats as he holds the UFC record for the longest unbeaten streak, title fight wins, and consecutive title defenses. Gain, no slouch himself, though, at 8-1 in his career. Frenchman's only UFC loss came versus former champion Francis Ngannou back in January of last year. Saturday's card is certain to be one of the biggest UFC events of the 2023 calendar year, now that Jones is back in the action. Speaking of Las Vegas, let's finish up with our favorite betting pick of the day. Use the BetMGM bonus code ROTOBONUS to earn a first bet up to $1,000. My favorite pick of the day is Minnesota-Sacramento under 238. Sacramento does lead the league in points per game this season with 120.9, and Minnesota not all that far behind, sitting at 115.6. However, the Grizzlies have plummeted in offensive efficiency since trading D'Angelo Russell to the Lakers. That number of 107.8 over the last six games is good for 27th in the league. They balance that out, though, on the defensive end, as they're allowing just 111.5 points per 100 opponent possessions. Both teams had games against the LA squads last night and now travel up north to Sactown for tonight's game. Grizz are also hitting the under 53.9% of the time, while the Kings also falling under their totals at a 49.2% clip, despite their extremely high offensive efficiency. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free trial at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.